Dr. Sharon Meyer, how did you first get involved with this field of research?
The Department of Defense needed some information. They had what they call a data gap on the environmental degradation products of some of their munitions compounds at one of their retired sites. They were needing some safety information on that particular compound. They didn't have any, so they contracted with us. They came to the ULM Department of Toxicology. My department head then was Dr. Benny Blaylock, and he then directed them to me and asked me to do those studies, and it's gone on from there.
And a $65,000 grant from the Department of Defense, the Army Corps of Engineers, what is the grant fund itself?
The grant is funding some follow-up studies. In our earlier studies, we predicted that exposure to some of these chemicals would cause a dysfunction in the use of energy substrates, glucose and fatty acids that we typically use to fuel our bodies and our muscles. But those were bench studies, those were biochemical studies. So this new study is to actually put that in practice and see if mice can swim as long once they've been exposed to these chemicals.
Over the 10 years you've been involved in this study, what are the kinds of things that the research have shown?
We have characterized various hazards of some of these different kinds of chemicals. We've seen some liver toxicity in some. That was in the PLOS One paper that we published. We've taken this from a functional approach and also this new concept of genomics. We've used the genomics approach. That's the work that's done with the collaborators at the Corps of Engineers. And we found some hematotoxicity. We've got anemia. We've got some red blood vessels that aren't performing right. We've seen some immunological dysfunction. We've seen several endpoints, depending upon the dose that we use and the chemical that we use and the species that we use.
What sort of compounds is the study really working to look at the effects of?
Well, many of these compounds that we've looked at are the environmental degradation products of the munitions compounds that the DOD uses and their sites are contaminated with. There's an awful lot of historical data on the original munitions compounds, but these compounds, after they lay in the ground and in the water, will be modified by bacteria in the ground and by sunlight, a lot of the elements, and they turn into different kinds of compounds, and there's very little known on those compounds. So we have contracted with the Corps of Engineers to custom synthesize some of those compounds and then directly study the effects of those compounds.
But looking at not what it was, but what it becomes when it's in the environment.
That's right, in the environment, that's right.
How is the Department of Defense using the results of that research that you're providing?
Most of this research will contribute with research done by many, many other groups. It will go into a compilation of data, and they will then run it, crunch it through a formula. And then the formula will tell them a level that they think is safe, that you could be exposed to or their workers could be exposed to that would be safe. And so they then assign those numbers based upon all that calculation, and then they will do protective measures depending upon the levels that they expect their workers to be exposed to. If you're close to that safe level or that regulatory level that they establish, they'll require everyone to wear, for example, protective equipment, gloves, respirators, things like that.
And are these things that they previously had levels established and were looking at different protective measures being required?
Well, for the one compound that they needed to address, they did not have those levels. That's why they came to us in the first place. Since then, we've tweaked some of the other levels and contributed other data to pre-existing data.
So the Army Corps of Engineers is basically coming to researchers saying, we think this might be a problem, but we know that it needs study, and you're the kind of people who need to be studying.
Well, they know it's out there, of course. I mean, it's in their firing ranges and their ammunition plants. They know it's there. And they know from measurement what exposure or what level is there, and they can then predict what exposure their people will get, and then they can, based on our numbers and others, they can decide whether there should be concern as to whether they're being exposed to levels that would be causing them adverse effect.
So the ultimate outcome being safer handling and disposal of these materials.
Exactly. Anyone who's worked in a factory knows what I'm talking about. These are the levels that are required to be maintained in a factory to keep the workers safe.
Can you give an example of how some of this research has been used in cleanup of a site?
Okay. This is not actually my research. This preceded me, but the same types of research were used by the DOD and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to delist their Minden, Louisiana Army Ammunition Plant from their Superfund site list. The EPA required those numbers. The DOD provided those numbers then, and finally that site was remediated to levels that were considered safe, and now it has been sold to the state of Louisiana as being used as an industrial park.
And this is certainly something from an academic standpoint that's valuable to the university to be able to say, yes, we're doing this kind of research, but also really valuable to your students.
Yes, absolutely. I conduct the experiments, like I say, with collaborators at the Corps of Engineers, but also with my graduate students. And then also I have internships that are funded by the DOD that fund undergraduate researchers or undergraduate potential researchers or undergraduate toxicology majors. They get an opportunity to work in the lab. They're paid to do that. And if they do well and generate significant data, I'll co-publish with them. They'll have publications that will help them in if they indeed decide to go to graduate school or other professional activities.
But certainly a great opportunity for your students to be able to have that kind of experience.
Absolutely.
Already as an undergraduate.
Absolutely. Yes. It's almost a requisite now if you're going to go from a bachelor's to a graduate program that you have some sort of an experience in the laboratory or with research, either a field study or a laboratory study.
Dr. Sharon Meyer is an associate professor of toxicology here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. She's been awarded a $65,000 grant from the Department of Defense to work to study the safety of cleanup crews at retired military bases. Dr. Meyer, thanks so much for talking with us.
All right. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.